Hello and welcome to another episode of Beyond the Score, the podcast that brings you the views and opinion of those in the news, brought to you by Khelnao. I am your host Ashish Negi. Our guest today gained a lot of recognition during his stint with Northeast United in the Indian Super League this season. From leading the Highlanders to defeating mighty Mumbai City FC in the opening game to recording their best run in the history, he instilled hope among the fans for a playoff finish. Bringing the best out of the young talent at Northeast United, the Spanish coach deserves credit for their outstanding performance on the pitch this season. So, join us in welcoming none other than brilliant Gerard Ness in today's episode. Before we start this episode, Coach, I have a little confession to make. When Northeast United, you know, appointed you as a head coach, and I do lots of tactical videos pre-ISL to analyze the coach's profile and all. And I was going through your data, you know, and I did not find many of your coaching stint as a head coach. And I was a bit worried, you know, you're a young coach, but having lots of experience in football, but not the same kind of experience as a head coach. So I was a bit critical that, you know, this appointment might backfire. And I'm very happy to tell you that my opinion and everything has changed. I think we have seen Northeast playing their best football ever in their history with you this season. And I'm a bit sad that that came to premature ending. And, you know, in the end, you left the club in between the season. It would have been great that if you had continued what you're doing. But let's hope that, you know, you come back to India again with some other team and keep doing what you're doing at the Northeast United. Welcome to the show, Coach. How are you doing?
Good, all good. Thank you, first of all, for this invitation. For me, it's always great to be part of, in any way, of the Indian football. In this case, being with you and chatting about football, it's going to be a pleasure. So all ears, I'm ready for whatever question, anything. It's going to be a good time, for sure.
Yeah, so let's, you know, talk about your career. You started as in a coaching job when you were just 23. So how did this happen, you know, because at 23, most of the coaches who are coaches nowadays are playing football. Why you went to the, you know, coaching setup or a non-playing job, you know, at your career at the age of 23?
Well, first of all, everything starts from the beginning. And I will say that I'm a little bit of romantic. I like the football because I love it as a player, first of all. So since I was a kid, I used to play in school, later on in small clubs. And then I grew up and I had a big injury on my ankle that gave me a part of the football. And at the same time, I had that passion for coaching since early ages, even before than 23. I was involved already in 14, 15 years old in Espanol soccer camps, which were involved in Spain and near Barcelona in the summers. And then I got more interested as long as I was getting more information about the role and about everything that was involved. It was just bigger thing than just playing, you know. It was getting knowledge of who, why, the tactics, the trainings, why to do this and not that, trying to find justifications and reasons behind everything. So I was quite interested. That's why I kept studying. I did a sports science degree in the university. I did all my license as quick as possible. And I got really lucky as well, having great opportunities as member of a staff, whatever was assistant coach or different roles in a big side, and obviously Liverpool FC, first in the academy and later on in the first team with Rafa Benitez. Well, that was huge. And that definitely helped a lot in my career.
So has Rafa inspired you to be the kind of coach you are right now, or what kind of qualities you have picked from him? You know, he's a brilliant coach, traveled all across the world, you know. So what kind of qualities you have picked from him?
Well, Rafa Benitez is, as you said, well known. He's been a coach, head coach of Real Madrid, Inter de Milan, Liverpool, so many other clubs like Chelsea and so many. And I mean, I was learning a lot. I was like basically every moment just taking notes. When I got back home and said, okay, that's why he did that, and trying to find the reasons behind everything. It was too early for anyone, and especially for me. I was not probably trying to absorb everything, but a lot of things later on with time, you kind of figure out why he did it. You know, it takes time. You cannot everything, understand at that moment probably why he's doing things. And obviously he got at that moment already a big career on his shoulders, you know, with Valencia before, achieving a lot of, you know, he won the league, which was always challenging in Spain with Real Madrid and, you know, the giants like Barcelona as well. So I learned how he controls things, how he got reasons behind everything, this kind of knowledge. He likes to do well-prepared training sessions, how he prepares the games. So everything under control, having a lot of work rate behind everything, whatever pieces, all the reasons behind. It's not just luck. It's just not, okay, let's put 11 players. So I try to follow the same steps, try to have a plan, try to have a criteria in place. And then this is a game, you know, that no matter what you do, sometimes things work, sometimes not, but definitely there is a plan in place.
And after Liverpool, you went to Brighton, then to Melbourne also. So what kind of experience you picked from these places, you know, before moving to Ghana national team job?
Well, I mean, when you are in England and you are part of Liverpool and Brighton, both right now, obviously, are Premier League teams and well-known, it's a lot that you can take from. I mean, with Gaspar Yes, which he was the manager also at Brighton, I learned how he was talking, how he was approaching tactics, you know, this kind of a reaction into the situations, into the game, not sticking only to one idea, also how you adapt, because that's football. Things, you have a plan, but then you lose a player or they change the tactics, and then you have to react and adapt quickly. So it's a lot that we could talk about all those experiences. I try to keep the positives from all of those, and I'm so happy and so pleased to be in part of those at the same time.
Yeah, and then of course you went to Africa as assistant coach with Ghana national team under Avram Grant, who of course worked in ISL. What was that experience, you know, working in with the African national team?
Well, when obviously the timings and the kind of job, it's a little bit different because when you are in a part of a national team and you have to prepare for whatever was a qualifier game for the African Cup or was the African Cup, which we were in two big tournaments like this. Once we really lost in the final, so we achieved that final and was a big thing for the country. And obviously the other one we finished four, which was a good result as well, good success. But definitely it's everything quicker. You don't have too much time to get ready. You don't have that game in 7 days again and another one or maybe another kind of competition. There is just one competition and you have to get the most from those. You know, you need to be really on top of everything in terms of spot on really the tactics, spot on the lineups. You don't have too much time for mistakes because there is no second chance. You know, it's as simple as that. And, you know, it was really challenging, but it was so successful. It's unbelievable how the Ghanaian players, they bring a lot of football to the best competitions around the world. Even obviously in Indian football, we had a taste of that. We have great players coming from Africa. And in Northeast United was last year, for example, Asamoah Gyan, which is a big, big figure, a big person in football world, and especially in Africa. And you can feel that they are well knowledgeable of football. They have so much powerful, good experience and so good. And they have so talented. And that's what you need definitely in any league to have players like that. And, you know, we were so close to get the title. And we could be hours and hours talking about those experiences. Definitely, they bring passion, they bring light, they bring a lot of energy to the game. There is just not something that they like, it's something that they live with.
Yeah. And then how Northeast United happened, you know, coming to India, who approached you or how did you take this chance to come to India? You basically, you know, Indian Super League is a new league. I think it's just 6 years old right now. So who approached you and how did you take this chance come to India?
Yeah. Well, when you finish one assignment in football as a coach, you always are proactive and sometimes you can hear options. They can tell you about the projects. And definitely India has been always in my ears. has been like a god players, like for example, Andrea Orlandi is a good friend of mine. He used to be a player in Chennai and so many others that I was so lucky to work with them. In that case, was we worked together at Brighton, or so many others. And obviously there's a lot of Spanish coaches and Spanish influence in the league, in the country. And that's why it was nothing like strange for me already. Even I didn't work yet, but I had two other spells in Asian football. I was in South Korea in a first division team at that moment, which was Chunan Dragons as assistant coach. And also I was in Melbourne Heart, which later on was renamed to Melbourne City, as assistant coach as well in the A-League in Australia. So definitely, you know, I knew and I know that definitely this league will getting better. And I wanted to be part of it. You know, I still want to be part of it because I see there is definitely, yes, as you said, a young league, but it's getting better year after year. And I want to be in a project, in a place, in a country that wants to get better. And with all the experiences that I got, whatever is with the assistant role, in a technical director role, as a head coach role, I think that I understand different positions in the club. And as a head coach, I can take all those experiences and bring a lot to the game. And as you said at the beginning of this conversation, I was happy with the starting of this season. I think we played really good football, well organized, you know, good discipline, fighting for every single ball, being a really tough side to play against us. We create so many chances. And then at the end of the day, the project suddenly finished. It wasn't my decision, but these things happen in football and you just have to take the positives on and just think about the next project, and that's it. Learn from the things that you have to learn and keep positive and be ready for and full energy for the next assignments.
Yeah, talking about energy, I think one thing which was a key part of your team with North East United was the energy on the field, the fight also. Because yeah. I just want to touch upon what is your philosophy, because what we saw with North East United, it is not typical Spanish coach side in ISL. You know, we have seen some like Sergio Oliveira sides, different Haba side at ATK Mohun Bagan. But your North East United was a bit different. It was not typical Spanish side. We saw a different philosophy coming into one team. So can you explain a bit about what do you think? What is your own football philosophy which you want to implement with the football team in a long term?
Yeah, well, that's an excellent question. First, I think as a coach and myself, I've been lucky to work in so many countries and experiences. I've been in Spain, in Rayo Vallecano, in Elche, in England 4 years, and Australia, South Korea, Sweden, Africa, and so on. So one of the main key things in my head is you have to adapt and you have to get results. And definitely that's not going to be the same if we see Gerard Nus coaching, just for example, Mumbai City, you know, because you have different kind of players, you have different targets, you have different resources, you have different facilities, you have everything completely different, for example, than Northeast United. And this is the same if you go to Japan or any other leagues in the world. You know, you have different scenarios, so you have to realize so quickly what is this about, what is the scenario that you have, and obviously get the most from it. So what we realize is that in Northeast we got basically 12 players coming from the second division, Indian second division. We had zero players at that moment in the national team. So we were playing against Chennai, we were playing against any other side that they had players usually in the national Indian team. I mean, the last game that I was in charge, which was Bengaluru, you know, we had Chetri against us, we got the goalkeeper and so many others. So that's definitely one situation that makes you realize, okay, this is what we have, this is what we got, let's get the most from it. Obviously, a lot of new faces in the club, starting from the coaching staff. And then we said, okay, let's make a team from the recruitment already that fights for every single ball, a fighting team, fighting spirit, no matter what is the opponent, with a full respect to the opponent, but no matter who they are, we're going to fight, we're going to be a strong team, we're going to be a family all together, we're going to give opportunities to young players, we're going to give, you know, let's have passion and and let's get this as an opportunity, as a challenge. And we did it. I cannot say that even one game we didn't deserve to win. And obviously there are a lot of factors in the end of the day that makes you win, losing, or drawing. But there is no even one game that I could say, well, they were much better than us. No way at all. We were so close to win many games. We were, you know, never been like on the toes or under the other teams. Even I believe there are teams that they have, you know, great group of players and a great structure and a lot of things that probably we didn't have. So that was the kind of identity that we wanted to create, a team that was brave with the ball, but also knowing when to have those decisions with the ball. You know, we wanted to be brave 100% when you are in the opponent half. Take whatever you want. We always encourage Nintoy to go for it. Don't have any doubt. Chara, you know, Suher, Machado, you know, Gallego, all the players. We said, do whatever you want. You know, we need to give that kind of free, this creativity to the players that they have the quality to do that. But also in defense, you need to stick to a basic, to improve every play individually, how to defend, how to be in a position, how to manage 1v1. So it's a lot of coaching, a lot of things that requires time, requires definitely time to keep building. And this is not just a matter of a few games, you know, it takes probably years or at least one season.
Yeah, and this season was different compared to the, you know, other season. We were hit by COVID. There was a bio bubble for all the players, coaches. How difficult was it for you to implement, you know, to implement your training sessions? Because different foreign players were coming to the different time when season started. They have different quarantine accordingly from the places they are coming. Also, what was the recruitment? You talked about, you know, number of players coming from I-League to ISL. What kind of role you played in Indian players? I don't think you had much say. I think they have done majority of the signing by then you came. What about the foreign players? Did you pick them and talk to them to get them to the Northeast United?
Yes, definitely about the foreign players. That was something that I like a lot about the management, because since they appointed me, we agreed that all the signings regarding the foreigners would have to be done between all of us. You know, if the coach don't disagree, it's not going to be done. If the management disagree, it's not going to be done. So I believe a lot with that kind of philosophy. Obviously, the head coach always has a big thing to say in any football matter. But I like when everything is under coordination and agreement. And because I believe management, head coach, coaching staff, players, everything is a family. You know, we have to go all together, no matter what. And I believe with the management that kind of understands that and supports that. So obviously when we signed Luis Machado, it was a player that I was keeping an eye from the Portuguese league. The same with all the other players, you know, with Casa Camara, I mean, with all of them, Dylan Fox, you know, Lambert. I mean, all Kwesi Appiah obviously was well known for me because I had him already in Ghana national team when I was assistant coach there. And obviously the striker Idrissa Silla, because he was in English football. And as we already spoke about it, I got 4 years in living and working in England. So all the players that we signed is because I thought that they spot on exactly the kind of profiles that we were looking for. You know, obviously some of them, they adapt better than others. Some of them, they perform better than others. And this is the way it is, you know, in football. You cannot be certain 100% how it's going to be. If one player will score 20 goals or is going to score one goal, or if one player going to do good tackles or not. But this is because we understand that these profiles are good players. You know, they prove it already. And when you have good conversation with other people, with themselves, and you understand that they have passion and they are looking forward to be part of it, then is when you are more close to sign them. And I was so pleased with all of them. I have only positive things regarding all of them. They work so hard. They did all the best. They keep doing all the best. And this is why, you know, I never felt that the team never believe, you know, they always keep believing. They always keep trying. And we can see it even right now. They keep doing the same. They keep playing the same style. It's not that now they change and they play with five on the back. No, no, it's exactly the same. It's not like, you know, with the same organization. As we prepare a lot of things, even the kickoff, you see the kickoff and it's already, you know, they know where the ball is going to be and who's going to be that and who's going to be for the second ball and so on. So I'm so proud that the team understood that was the way. And the results is a matter of time. But, you know, we got those results already, you know, with the 8 weeks being in the playoff, beating already Mumbai City. I mean, knowing even one, twice, because they were the same players, we got the same principles, and definitely we are one of the sides, is one of the clubs that is making a big impact since day one in the league.
Talked about foreigners, you know, getting right foreigners were very important for you. So you, club management, work together to get the right players. Now, talking about Indian players, Northeast United have lots of young Indian players, you know, one of who you made the captain of the team. So when you saw the roster for Indian players, you were a bit worried because of their age and experience, or you were like, you know, these are young players, it is easy for them, easy for you to, you know, get them into a system or do different drills compared to the experienced player, because sometimes experienced players, they have their own egos, you know, they don't want to do a particular stuff. So did this help you having these young players at your rosters?
That's an excellent question. I'm really happy that you did it. I think that you in life, you have different ways to see things. You can see it as a positive or negative. That's first of all. And I try to see the way it is, which it means it's not just about allowing my passion to explode. In that moment, when we talk about this, you have to see it the way it is. And you know that young players bring you, in many cases, more energy, more passion. They're going to give whatever they have. They see it as opportunity, especially if they never played in the league, or they played just a few minutes. So you know that they're going to bring that. But also, you're most likely not going to have that kind of consistency or this kind of good decision that sometimes more experienced players, they can bring into it. At the same time, you know, it's going to be challenging to educate them, to improve them in different aspects of the game, because they haven't had that experience that others have. But at the end of the day, I see that's the way it is. Let's get the most from the situation. Let's improve all the players, no matter what is the age, no matter if they are young, if they are older, let's improve all of them with the staff, and obviously myself as a head coach. And we did it. The most unsatisfying thing for me was that we didn't have too much time starting from the preseason. And then it was even not fair to see some of the players that didn't even have 1 minute in the games. Even we were the team that we played more different players during all the games. We are by far the team that gave more chances. And we, as you see, we start many times with different 11s. And I know that that brings you positive and maybe not that positive things, because also you need that kind of consistency. But you don't need only 11 players to win championships. You need to win championship, you need to have 28 players like we had. You know, this is the role of the coach. This is the role of, you know, it's always a challenging thing to pick up the players, but definitely with this context, with the short preseason, it was not the greatest for us to realize about the potential that they have.
So this is all about preseason. Then, of course, your first game was against Mumbai City FC, who are, can say, one of the best or biggest squad in the Indian Super League, one of the best coach in Indian Super League, very good foreigners. They just got new owners in form of City Football Group. Yeah. Whereas Northeast United, they never made it to the playoffs. Their fans, they have a very big fan base back home in Guwahati and Assam. Their fans, they always supported them throughout these last season. What was your mindset going into the first game against somebody like Mumbai City FC? You know, not many people in India knew about what Gerrard's team will be all about. Whereas we knew that what Sergio Oliveira's Mumbai City FC going to bring into the table. So how did you prepare for that game, you know, and what was the message you gave to the player before playing something like Mumbai City in your first game? Because in the first game, players are a bit rusty because they're just coming from long, long pre-season, you can say, and not long period, long off-season and very small pre-season to play against Mumbai. So how did you prepare for that game? What kind of message you gave to your players before the game? And what was your mindset, you know, not about, what was your mindset going into that game?
Well, the mindset was, guys, we know that we're going to play against, you know, one of the best sides, not only in India, probably in Asia, with huge resources, huge players, you know, and it's going to be a so hard challenge. And we have to be in our best. We have to be in our best. That means we cannot switch off for a second because that could cost us the game. And we're going to have to run. We're going to have to work without the ball a lot. We're going to have to be on our best if we want to get something. And at the same time, no matter who we're going to play, we have talent. We have good players. We've been preparing well under those circumstances. So we're going to have some chances. If we take one, it could be even enough for us to make the surprise. And we did it, you know, we did it. So, you know, that was the kind of message. This is obviously like a kind of a sure one of what was during those weeks of preparation, during those days of preparation. And when you are in the moment of the game, you try to be more specific about, okay, be careful, this is happening. Are we going to stop it, or be careful, or instead here we have a chance, let's go and punish them there because maybe they are forgetting those areas that we can exploit. You know, you try to get focused into actions and into details that can make your team winning, you know, making getting those chances and punish the teams.
Yeah, and what was your own mindset before the game, especially playing Mumbai City FC in the first game? Did you thought that you could have got any other opponent than them in first game especially?
Again, those are one of the things that that's the way it is. Doesn't matter the way you want to see it. You know, sooner or later, you're going to have to play Mumbai City. I remember even I thought, okay, let's see it from the positive side. And it's better than we going to play them now. Because I'm sure they're going to get better and better and better. And you've seen that they haven't lost, I think, except the last game, but they've been like 12 or 13 games unbeaten. So that tells you that a team like that, they're just going to keep growing up. And the sky is the limits when you have great, great support in all the things. You know, off the pitch, they are probably amazing. And, you know, and that those things help a lot as well. You know, we seen it as opportunity and we took it.
You talked about Mumbai City FC unbeaten then. Talking about unbeaten then and North East United, we have never put these two things together in past. But this season, your North East United went on to unbeaten run, which is best in the club history, 6 games. How did you manage that with the amount of injuries, the kind of schedule in the ISL this season is more tough compared to the previous season? How did you manage that, and how do you feel about that, you know, getting the best unbeaten run in the club history?
We said that we felt so proud of it because getting 6 heroes of the game, you know, in those 6 games, that was amazing. That means because people and they appreciate how good was the team doing, how good we were doing. And, you know, getting points in every single game is so difficult to win, to draw games. And that's something that we were so pleased. And, you know, it was something to build from. And we know that no matter what, in any league, you're going to have up and downs because this is football nature. This thing is going to happen. So we have to be prepared for when this is happening. When you're winning in football, you don't have to think that you are like superhero or, you know, fantastic. You have to keep your toes on the ground, keep working, keep improving things that you have improved, no matter if you won or not. You have to stick to the things that you were doing well. And that was the message. Never change. Never change. Only thing that sometimes you have to, if you feel that the team is a little bit distracted or feel too much confident, you have to, you know, to bring that energy on try to change the message. At the end of the day, you need to know how, when get into the team, when give some space. And definitely is always, you know, a tricky one. And there is not, is football is not 2 + 2 is going to be 4, you know, no matter what you do, sometimes things work and sometimes it's not going to work. But the most important is the things that you can control. Let's be sure you are on top of it. And that's what we've seen. We've seen a team that were fighting, a team that never gave up, a team that were so close to win almost every game. And that's something that is there. It can be reviewed, and no matter what is the opinions, this is just facts. You know, how many? I remember against Judicia, even we draw that game 2-2, but we were the team that at that moment we created more attempts in a single game. You know, again, that was another achievement. So a lot of positives, to be honest.
You're talking about heroes. You know, 6 heroes in 6 games. What you did with one of your hero this season was not heard, was not heard in past Indian football, making a young player like Lalan Moya as a captain of a club. Why you took that decision? And did you have any second thoughts while you thinking about that, you know, giving an armband to like somebody like him when you have lots of foreign players around him who are experienced, who are very seniors? So what was the thought process behind that?
Well, we decided to create a group of captains, first of all, because we wanted to have 2 foreigners and 2 Indians. First, because the team, it's obviously is a mix of that. You don't have only Indians or you don't have only foreigners. So it's important to have players that can represent a group of those, or those are small groups that you might have in a team of more than between a staff and everything, around 40 people. So it's important to have players that represent pretty much everyone. And I seen the games, all the games from last season. I seen that Apuya was definitely a player that had a lot of minutes and definitely this season would be playing a lot. And I like the style and everything that he can bring into the pitch. And that's why we decide, why not? I know he's going to play a lot of minutes. I know he has a lot of future ahead, not only in the club, but also in the Indian football. So I thought this is a good message first for him to show that he has my full support, that if he keeps doing and he keeps with the head working, he will have a lot of chances. And he played pretty much everything and he's proving in every single game. You know, obviously he has a lot of things to get better, like many other players. But definitely was not, I didn't have too much thoughts. I didn't care about the age, or I didn't care if he was captain before or not. I thought he would represent one of those groups, and that's why he was into that four.
I think Puya did very well, as you told that in the last season, this season also. There were other Indian players who also impressed under you, somebody like Chara, Nintoy. What are your thoughts on these Indian players, especially at Northeast United? And then just want to know, what are your thoughts on the overall quality of Indian players in the league as you worked all across the world? Where you keep these Indian players and how we can improve the, you know, standard of our Indian footballers?
Well, let's just start by parts. First, I think that there is a lot of good players in India. I think at the same time that they need to have good coaching and a lot of bigger practice time than what is right now. I don't understand a league or a system that only keeps the players playing football games for a few months. You need to practice more. If it could be 10 months better than 4 or 5 or 6. You know, that's definitely something that I would encourage, and I would always try to send that message to everyone in related to Indian football, because I think this is the only way to getting better. To train, to play, that's the way it is. I think that if they have many players, they have quality enough to be in Europe. But when we've seen checking the stats and checking the info that players went to Europe, Indian players, you need to support them. You need to not just throw them there and that's it. They need to understand, they need to be well protected in one way, because it's so competitive, it's so challenging, it's so difficult in Europe. You know, you have the best leagues in the world there probably. So that's why I can see kind of Indian players in the future going there. But it has to be well done. And it has to be in a good clubs. It has to be in a good structures. If not, it's difficult already for anyone. So, you know, it's especially more for players that maybe never left the country already, you know. And you need to understand the cultural things. You need to understand that what you were doing, it's not going to be just enough. You're going to have to be more on top of things because the level is higher, simple as that. But if the league keeps improving, definitely something that we're going to see it in the future.
Yeah, so I have a very interesting question. And I asked this question to the somebody like Stephen also, Stephen Constein, former national team coach. Yeah. If Gerard Ness gets the job in Europe, say somewhere, Norway, Denmark, not the top league like La Liga or Premier League, I'm saying good European league, and you have opportunity, you have chance to sign some Indian players, not just from Northeast United, from the whole Indian Super League or in I League, wherever they're playing, which player you will like to bring on with you to that club, one player or two players, if you can take some names for us?
Well, that's so difficult to say because...
And that player can be from anywhere, not just from Northeast United. I'm saying if you have opportunity to bring Indian player, you know, and you have some vacancies to fill.
Yeah, but this is hard to say because obviously you have to first of all, to know what's happening in that team and see what kind of players you need, you know. But I think Indian is producing a lot of... good wingers, you know, quick players, really tricky with the ball. I seen that a kind of one of the main characteristics of the country, you know, maybe struggling more to create number nines overall, but you can see more of the left wing or right wing, you know, or fullbacks. I can see players like this going there. Obviously, there are also, you know, a goalkeeper that can be interesting for kind of a leagues as well. But definitely, I can see more this kind of player probably. It's always, you know, we talk already about Apuya, which is a midfielder, you know. But this, if you can have it in terms of the statistics, probably this is the position that I see Indian kind of exporting in terms of football into Europe in the future.
Yeah, but you don't want to take any name.
it's hard to tell one name, to be honest, because it's you know it's not fair. I think it's gonna depend on the project, and for me the important is to get to know the player, to know if the. I mean, I can say for example, Chante. Okay, is a player that I like. I see he's got that mature already on his boots, you know. Also, you can see Tapa, you know, it's really interesting player. But again, you need to know the project that you're going to, and you need to get to know how he is, like mentally. Hey, guy, okay, this is Europe, this is opportunity, but this is gonna require you this and this. Are you ready? Are you ready for the challenge? Because it's not gonna be easy. It's not the same food, it's not the same, you don't have a family next to you. It's a lot of things off the field that are going to be different. And you have to be brave. You need to have personality. You need to have that courage. You need to have that determination to go through whatever it takes, you know. And if you're ready for it, if you truly believe, let's go for it. I trust in you. I'm going to give you a chance.
Yeah, so we talked about lots of positive stuff. I just want to ask one question before we move towards some controversial stuff in the later part. Do you have this regret of not playing at home? Because Guwahati, where, of course, Northeast United plays, is one of the loudest place in the Indian Super League. You know, their fans are very loud, very passionate. It's, of course, chilly compared to the other places in Indian Super League because matches are 7 p.m. And it gets dark and very cold in Guwahati, but the fans, they stay back, they support their team irrespective of the weather. Do you have this regret of not playing at home and meeting the fans personally? Because I know that they have supported you very well on digitally on social media, but do you have this regret of not playing in front of them?
100%. This is one of the biggest regrets, because you know, I don't understand football without fans, without the passion that they can bring. And I said so many times, I felt that love and that support since day one, even when suddenly I left the club. You know, the amount of messages that I received, many of them, they were like really disappointed, and they didn't understand and they didn't approve that decision. And you know, that's definitely a place that you want to be when you see the support that they understand, and they understand football. They see that what the team was doing. You know, remember that the game that I was invited to leave the club, we did a fantastic game against Bengaluru. We deserved to win. We draw 1-1, but definitely we create more chances than them, and it was a great performance from a side, our side, that don't forget that the last season only won 2 games in the full season. So definitely it is a big improvement since last season, and we were doing a great job, in my opinion. And you know, about the fans, I have only positive things to say. I wish in another time I could be into, you know, close to the northeast region and be part of them, try to be in Evans and in a places that I can exchange conversations and discussions and talks, because I have only positive things and a lot of love to them.
Yeah. So now everything was going well. All of a sudden, your stint came to an end, playing against Bengaluru, where you played a draw. Bengaluru was former champions. They are one of the biggest clubs in India right now. So just for our listeners and viewers, I just want to give some background perspective to it. Khalid Jameel, who was your assistant coach, Indian assistant coach at Northeast United, was moved to the grassroots role in between the season when he was in the bubble. This is what club announced. Whereas our sources, Khelnau sources, told us that, you know, Khalid have some issues with the team, with the management and with the coaching staff. And he was moved out of the first team bubble and everything because of that. And he was told that his contract, which was getting end of this season, will not get renewed, and he will leave the club. That's what happened first. And then we saw all of a sudden club announce after a few games that you're going to leave the club and Khalid Jameel going to take over. I know this is lots of to take for you also, but what happened basically as a club, Northeast United, who never made into playoffs, they were in the race of the playoffs, they were doing well, defeated somebody like Mumbai City FC, going head-to-head somebody like Bengaluru FC. What happened? Can you tell us, the fans or listeners and viewers, about it?
Well, these decisions were out of my control. This was obviously the management make decisions in regarding the staff. You know, whatever it was in that case to offer me a contract as a head coach, and then they brought also him as assistant coach. Then they decide to make that movement, and you know, I cannot say too much else about it. You know, he left the club. It was Alisson brought him, and we know the story. Later on, you know, they finished my contract, and the reason that they gave, I think official, was like a tactics or vision philosophy. That was the official statement. And just I thank them for the opportunity that they gave me to become the head coach, and that's it. And I had a flight in a few hours later, you know, back home. So that was a kind of a rush. And then I realized next day that a new player was brought in, which is a player coming from, you know, from Bengaluru, which I was not familiar at all about it, you know, and obviously that was important because we miss the goals and the good football of Kwesi Appiah. You know, it's not easy when a team miss or lost one of the important players. Remember that Kwesi scored 3 goals until he got injured. So we lost one international, one foreign player. And it's positive right now that the club have already 7 players that they can use in their disposal. You know, but regarding the staff, the club, the management make the decision.
And talking about, you know, they got Brown. So you were not given the option to sign a replacement for Quest when he got injured. Did you ask for the replacement and they said no to you?
Well, what happens is everything we discuss, you know, and the first thing, it wasn't clear if Kwesi could be back in time or not. Obviously, I thought always if we could have Kwesi ready to join the team again, I 100% want him. And that's something that I say to him many times. But it didn't look like it would be a quick recovery. It looked like a really serious injury that was said by the medical staff. Then obviously we trust 100% the medical staff that we had. And then we understood that the club will be looking for replacement. We will be looking for replacements, but I didn't have any more information until suddenly I was, you know, my contract was terminated and the same day I seen a new face that would help the team, which is obviously positive for the team because then you have more chance to score goals.
You were, you know, praising the management initial part team management, everybody's sat together and brought the foreigners. And surprisingly, during the season, when you were on the run, on a good run, they did not decided to continue the same pattern and brought Brown behind you. So that's one thing. And did the club give you any reason to you personally, or they were just said that you are sacked, you are going home, that's it?
Yes. Basically, you know, we that's the way it is. So you can have a flight in a few hours.
Okay. And no reason, nothing, no thank you, nothing given?
No.
And which is, you know, we talked about what you have done in the first part of this video, which is a bit surprising for a club, you know, to part away with a coach who are bringing success to them. And this is something also there in Indian football, you know, sometime off the field issues highlight the highlight more, and the on field success get the backseat. And I think this is not just with North East United, I'm talking in Indian football overall. In last few years, we have seen this. I know it's not easy for any coach, you know, you're working with a group of players, you're doing well. All of a sudden, you are told, you know, okay, you're out. How did you react to it? Did you get a chance to meet your players to give any final message to them before leaving?
Well, that was 12 at night after the game, once we got back to the hotel. So then I decided to make a call to a message to the WhatsApp group. And I said to everyone, I asked them to go down the stairs and to have a chat. And then I said what just happened. First, I appreciate for the effort and the great performance that they did against Bengaluru, because as I said already, in my opinion, we deserve to win. And we draw, you know, against one of the best sides and a fantastic club in the football, in Indian football, and with a lot of success in the last years. We shouldn't forget that. So it was a positive. Everybody felt really positive besides not winning, but it was, you know, players were happy with their own performance. They agree 100%. At the same time, I said, look, I just got a call from the management and they said that they terminate my contract. So I just want to thank you for all your work, for all your support. And I'm sorry at the same time for the guys that didn't play or didn't play much. You know, it's not easy with the coronavirus and the situation. We didn't have too much precision many times, many, you know, friendly games and so on. But that's the way it is. I'm sure you can understand. It's not easy to be a head coach and have always some players that cannot be part of the the 11 or even as a substitute. So, but thank you again for all your support. And then a few hours later, I got to fly back to Barcelona. You know, that's pretty much. And obviously I keep in touch with pretty much all of them. They keep writing me, and because we always have good relation, you know, as a coach, you have to push them to become better every single day. But at the same time, I had always full respect for everyone. I never had any issue against anyone or any personal thing, nothing at all. I tried and I did the best that I could, and also my staff. So we're happy with the work that we've done.
I'm myself shocked right now, whatever you told me. How did player reacted to it? You know, I think coming from a game on a match day, you're tired,
They were in shock. They were in shock. Players were in shock. They didn't believe it. They didn't understand. They thought, okay, that's going to be the same that we have been already in other clubs. That was the reaction. It was a big, big disappointment. So it was really shocking. Nobody expected that.
And a bit.
I got text message from many other coaches in the league, many people, and they didn't understand. I mean,
nobody understood.
I didn't understand as well, you know. So again, when you start to find out more the facts of the reality of the league, how difficult it is, you know, for us to, you know, with all the objective things. I'm not talking about whatever you like it or more, the approach that we did or about the things that we did or not. I'm not talking about opinions. I'm talking about facts. When you know, the amount of players and obviously the budget that we had, the facilities, many, many things that I don't want to get into detail. When you get to know all these things, you understand that what these players have been done so far, it's huge. It's huge, you know, how they approach. And obviously, you can say why this happened. I mean, there are a lot of things when the things are going well, why this is happening. Or when the things are not going well, you can blame many things as well. But in my opinion, it's a result of first. We did a recruitment, I think, that was really positive, understanding that understood well or was fitting well into the philosophy that we wanted to put in place. You know, we had players, I mean, especially the foreigners, that they really knew what that was, the challenge ahead. And I think that definitely helped. We've seen two central backs, the foreigners, that they came really with determination to push the team forward. We have, you know, Gallego with experience already in the league, that even he got so many games injured and we didn't have him for the beginning of the season. Now, at the end of my time as a head coach of the club, we could see already that he was bringing a lot, and we can see him right now is already in his back to his best as fitness. And obviously because that came through a process. I remember also when the first game that he came back to the team after injury, you know, he got a serious injury, a hamstring injury, and we had to substitute him. And it's not because you want him to take him out of the game. No, you want him to play a player like this. You want him to be there 90 minutes, no matter what. But you want, as a head coach, you need to think about the next game and the game after that. Because if you putting him and you make him to play more and more with after that kind of injury, you could lose him. He could get an injury again, and then he would be completely out for the rest of the season. And that's something that as a club, as a team, as a head coach, you cannot accept. And these things are on your control. And, you know, those kind of decisions, many times they are not understood by people, because they just see, okay, why Gallego is not playing now anymore? And that was against Judicia, I remember. I said, okay, he played 52 minutes, you know, and the last game maybe was, let me recall, maybe it was 6 weeks ago or 5 weeks ago, you know. So we need to grow up his fitness and his, you know, match time properly, or we have a big risk to losing through all season remaining. So, you know, these kind of things, you have to think not just about the next game or about the game right now, you have to think getting the results at the end of the season, which is getting the playoff. And I'm 100% sure we would have that. We would have that, 100%.
I hope so. But whatever you told me, it's a bit shocking. I think you are also still shocked. You have not found out any reason what has happened behind your back. That's what I can say. It happened behind your back and you don't know about it.
Let me interrupt you. To be honest, at the same time in football, you have to take it the way it is. I mean, when things are happening, you just have to, you know, think about the things that you can control. If the management made that decision, okay, they must know, or they should know, or why they're doing it. I just respect it and just already thinking about my next assignments for my future career as a head coach, because definitely is a thing that I cannot control what they want to do or what they have in mind or why are the reasons behind, you know. That's all. So, yeah, it was shocking. But to be honest, I had experience already in many clubs, in many situations, and this happens to the best coaches and to every coach in the world. So you have to learn from it and just getting that experience to manage and to control the emotions in the best way possible and just thinking about the next. That's it.
And you're getting lots of calls, so I think many clubs might be contacting you for the job. That's what the another thing which I want to ask, that you're leaving India now. You're leaving as a grown head coach, and I think we might not see Gerard Nussi in any other role as assistant coach. Now I think you have shown the world that you have enough credential to be the head coach of the club. Do you feel so?
I think so, because I already did three spells as a head coach. My first one was in a club in the second division in America, in the States. It was a team that was owned by Rayo Vallecano, a Madrid team, a Spanish team. So I was a head coach there for the last games of the season, and we achieved a 10 games unbeaten run. And the last five we won and we achieved the playoff. It was the same format of league. It was the NSL, the competition league. It was the second tier football. So, you know, we can say, but again, objective data, that we achieved something there, you know. And at the end, we lost against New York Cosmos, a historical team in US. But, you know, everybody was so happy, and I'm so happy that after that, everybody else, all the players, they got great contracts, great opportunities in other clubs. And for me, it was a positive. And I realized already that, okay, guy, this is what you want to do. This is definitely your next step. And then you cannot control when it's going to be the next opportunity, when the new club or new owners, they might offer you a job. But definitely this is the way I want to keep doing it. I feel more than capable. We did well also in India, as we already spoke many times about this. That's the way I feel. We gave everything. I was so pleased to see the team competing, playing so bravely, knowing what was the plan, and having definitely a team that would make everyone proud of. And now it's time again to think about the next one, and really full of energy and ready for it.
Before we wrap this up, I have just one quick question regarding the Indian Super League, the management of the league. We had COVID, our major cricket tournament went to UAE, Dubai, Indian Premier League, IPL. But Indian Super League managed to brought the sporting event back to India. How happy were you with the arrangement they have done in the bubble, the infrastructure, the stadiums? They got the stadium ready in time. You know, they got the stadium makeover. The couple of stadium were not the standard of the ISL before. For example, Tilak Maidan or Bambalam Stadium, they were both, you know, kind of renovated. The pitch was relayed. How impressed with you the infrastructure provided by the league to the teams for this season?
I think the organizers in the league are amazing, because that's the easiest thing would be to basically give up and don't put all the energy investment and making all the requirements that it takes to take a league going on and to manage it to go through, even those special times worldwide with this pandemic. So I have just positive things about all of it. Obviously, there are a lot of things that just don't belong to them. It's more each club. Each club has different potential resources, and it makes a big difference if you are in a better hotel or not, if you have better facilities, training facilities. At the end of the day, it's challenging and hard and difficult for everyone. Been for so long without families, without friends, without many other things that we are used to have in life. But about the organizers, I mean, all my respect, full credit to them. It's amazing that no matter what they've been through, they're going through, and this league will and is already showing to the world that no matter what is the circumstances we're going through, we're going to fight against whatever issue happens. In this case, is a COVID, so we're fighting, but they're not going to stop us. We're going to go through, and football will keep rising up in India.
And any ISL team or I-League team approach you after you left India talking about their project or something? Has anybody approached you till now?
Well, there's been talks and kind of things, but obviously it's good to have a kind of a respect for, you know, for the professionals, for everyone involved in the game. I think it's... you know, I don't like if I was me, someone in a club, and I find out that someone else might be talking to someone. You know, I think we have to be really respectful for all the professionals. I just want to make clear, I would love to be back to India. I felt that it's a chapter of my life that has been ended too soon. And I'm full and ready. You know, I recharge my batteries to bring a lot to the game and to keep helping to improve the sport that we all love.
Yeah, and I can just see a view behind you. Sky is the limit, you know. So I think same for you. You can do many, many, many things in Indian football. Coach, I'm very happy that you decided to come on for this podcast to share your side of the story. And any message for the Indian football fans before we wrap this up?
Yeah, fans, first of all, keep yourself all safe. This is an extremely dangerous time with the COVID. So first of all, be safe, but try to get the ball, go out and play as much as possible with your kids or yourself. If you are young, guys, use it. Don't wait even a second. It's the best way to get better and to help this sport to go forward and kind of compete a little bit with this massive sport that is in India, which is cricket. So hopefully we're going to slowly get in there, close to cricket in India. But you have a huge talented football nature, potential is growing there. And I'm looking forward to see, like, you know, like the flower that suddenly spot on, you know, so suddenly shows the results of this hard work through all those years. So thank you for the support to all the fans, and I wish you well.
It was an absolute pleasure to have Gerard Ness with us today. To our listeners and viewers, you can listen to all the episode of Beyond the Score podcast at your leisure on Spotify, iTunes, JioSaavn, Ghana.com and all other major platforms. You can also catch them in the video form on our YouTube channel, which is KLNOW TV. Until next time, this is your host Ashish Negi signing off.